First Peter chapter 4, and what God has laid upon our heart, I feel from the depths of my heart, is in this first verse, and we'll read on a little more, but he said, in the fourth chapter in the first verse, he said, "For as much then as Christ hath suffered, for as much then as Christ hath suffered," who did he suffer for? For us. In the flesh. He didn't suffer in the spirit maybe, but he suffered in the flesh. From the time he was born till he went to the cross. He suffered for us. And he said, arm yourself. Arm yourself. And my friend, that's the message God laid on my heart. We want to depend on everybody else. We want to depend on God to just come down and overshadow us and take care of every sickness, every trouble, every obstacle that can be brought to us. We don't want no trouble. We want to go through smelling like a rose. We don't want to go through without any blood marks or scars or anybody come against us. Honey, we just want to be the Lord to take care of our every need. But honey, we're not monkeys and we're not snakes. Amen. And we're not fish. Glory to God. We're made in the image of God to know good and evil. A dog don't know good and evil. A cat don't know good and evil. These animals don't know good and evil. They just know feeding. They know when they've messed up. When the owner kicks them around, they know something's wrong. But honey, they're not like we are today. Yet we're dependent on God. We never grow up. We're like so many children today. We're still on the milk. We're still on the bottle. Amen. We got to depend on mom and daddy. I got a 56-year-old boy that still depends on mama to wash his clothes, to take care of. It's a shame. He said, "Don't call my name, honey. It's time I call some names, glory to God. They sin in the camp, amen, and it needs to be got rid of. We need to stand up as soldiers for God. Grab the holy word of God and say, I am a child of God. I'm a Christian. I'm going to fight this battle. If they all fall by the wayside, if sickness comes to my house, if trouble comes to my house, I slept very little since 1 o'clock this morning. Honey, but I choose to be a Christian. I choose to be a soldier of God. I choose to be one that's sent to the battlefield. I choose to be one that can cry loud and spare not. I choose to be one that ain't ashamed of the King James Version of God's holy word. I choose to be found in the house of God. I choose to be singing Amazing Grace. I choose to hit the altar one just as I am. I need help, glory to God. I need to arm myself with the armor of God that I can stand against the wiles of the devil. Praise His holy name. Praise His holy name. I done gained 5 pounds right here today. Hallelujah. The giant's on the run. I thought about this. And it was a blessing to me. Gary Nancy gave it to me probably 8 or 10 years ago. But it's the armor of God. Just pass it around. Let everybody look at it. And y'all, last man, you better get it back to me. Amen. Just glance at it. Take your time. We got all the service for you to take your time on this. And he said, arm yourself likewise with the same mind. Come on, church. Amen. What did the Lord have on His mind? Amen. Every place that He went. Every place that He went was winning souls. Finishing the battle. Even when He come down to the Garden of Gethsemane. He said, "Not my will, Lord, but yours be done." He said, "I'd like for this cup to pass from me, but not my will, but yours be done. I'd like for some of the cup that I'm drinking today pass from me, but not my will, but the will of God be done." Honey, God is big enough to save our soul, forgive us of our sin that was in us, eat up with sin, possessed with the devil, amen. And the Lord Jesus Christ come in and cleaned it up. He's big enough to take care of any problem I got, any sickness I got, anything that I can't handle. My God is. Amen. He spread his hand and the clouds come. He said, ocean be still, and it stopped. The waves quit rolling. So we're not serving a weakling God today. We're serving one that can overcome any addiction you got, anything in your life that's eating you down, any giant that you think that you can't handle. My God is able to bring him down to your size. Amen. He won't put more on us than we can bear without making a way of escape. I praise God that I found the right God the first time, and I don't need another. I don't need none of the false doctrine or the things that's going on in this walk of life. I'm going to stick with the real Jesus, the real God, the creator of mankind. I believe we can finish with him. Amen. And he said, arm yourself likewise with the same mind. For he that has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. He that suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. And I took that as Jesus suffered in the flesh and he ceased from sin. I take that today, if we're suffering in the flesh, we have ceased from sin. If you ain't got no problems in your life, you need to turn against the devil and quit following where he's at. Amen. If you own so many drugs that your eyes is in the clouds, amen, you need to switch around and get rid of that devil and realize what Jesus Christ done on the cross, that you and I could be set free. I believe America has run on the gravy train long enough, and I believe it's going to start shutting down. I believe the gravy train's going to quit passing our way. I believe we're going to have to arm ourselves with the same armor, glory to God, that the Lord Jesus Christ had. We're going to have the same mind that the Lord Jesus Christ had. I believe we're going to have to step up another step, glory to God, for the glory of God. I confess in the prayer room today that there are men back there that I don't have the power of God that I one time had. Amen. Seemingly, I can't fight against Satan like I one time could fight. It ain't God's fault. It's my fault, honey. I don't care how powerful Satan gets, how many warriors he gets, glory to God, I still got victory in Jesus. I just need to go on for the glory of God. I give God honor, glory, and praise. I serve him night and day, have a mind. I believe God can use me in the cafe. I believe he can use me in the funeral home. I believe he can use me anywhere he wants to use me, Johnny. He can use me in the ditch, digging a ditch. Or he can use me up in a tree. I'm glad, glory to God, that I've got a God that's everywhere present and nowhere absent. The only time I've ever been alone is when I walked away from him. Oh, I came back and there he was. I'm glad he never left me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 1 John, I jotted this down. 1 John 3:18 said, my little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. How many can tell you they love you? How many husbands goes out the door in the morning, say, I love you, wife, and they're cheating all the time? Come on, church. How many comes to church, gets in the altar and say, God, I love you, and they're cheating all the time? Amen. We need to do it indeed. Amen. I know us Baptists don't believe in much work. Amen. But we need to do something for God. I didn't work out my own salvation. God gave it to me.
Amen.
Free gift from God.
Amen.
But I'm going to tell you, He made me a soldier, a fellow man that I could go and speak to him.
Amen.
That I could go and speak to mankind.
Amen.
That I can look Freddie in the eye and say, Freddie, you'll know I love you.
Amen.
Because I'm going to try to be here and love you every day.
Amen.
Not just once in a while. Yeah. Glory to God, or when I need you, or when sickness comes.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I told Remington back there, I said, Remington, back in 91, 92, I rode that same old trail and back through the back alleys with spinal meningitis. Didn't know where I was at half the time, headache night and day. I kidded him. I said, I was already preaching, but God said, pastor. He kind of shook his head at me a little bit. When they found spinal meningitis, he said, if we can knock you out and stop this pain, that's the only way. I said, get me to my car. My wife can drive. I'm going home.
Hey,
I knew what the whipping was, church. Sometimes we know, and we'll dodge about, and we'll play about. I knew God wanted me to pastor Mount Vernon Church. But I fought it. I said, no, I ain't going. I ain't going to do. I'm not going to listen. I'm going to go. I'll fill in when we ain't got nobody. That wasn't good enough. You can die with spinal meningitis.
You got it, bud.
Or you can repent.
Hey, yeah, come on.
And live 28 more years.
Yeah.
It's up to us.
Yeah,
amen.
Yeah.
You can sit in school or run out the back door and slide down the banister. A whole lot of times I got my name on the roll and slid out the back door.
That's right.
Shot poo. No wonder I wasn't never no good. At nothing. At nothing. You can do the same thing with God.
Yeah.
You come in and say, I love you, and scoot out the back door. Never use the altar. Boy, God's done spoke to somebody. Hey, man, God done spoke to somebody. I love it. You know what's so funny? I had a couple tell me in the funeral there, even in both funerals this week. Said, boy, that sure was squirming. That over yonder sure was squirming. You know how that they knew that they were squirming? They had squirmed one time before themselves. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what's so sad? After we truly know God and we're still squirming?
Yes, sir.
Woo. That's sad. Who have you testified to this week?
Yeah.
Well, just go ahead and tell them half your testimony and apologize if they've heard it before.
Come on,
so I'm sorry if you heard it before. I just forgot.
Yours,
yeah, just need to tell you about Jesus.
Hey!
Just need to tell you what He done for me.
Yeah.
He brought me glory to God from C's and D's up to about B minor, B plus, I don't know. I'm somewhere right about a B. I ain't made it to A yet. But He moved me up some.
Yeah.
My attendance in church helped my report card.
Yeah.
Woo! Glory to God. I'm glad today that our faithfulness to God, God will write back and listen to us and say, what do you need today? James, you can say amen right there.
Amen.
James touched on it. James, you've been touched, glory to God, with that old hip. Amen. How about it, sister? How about it, Mickey? Glory to God. God stood back and said, that's one of mine. Said, I want you to touch him. Give him another day. Give him a little peace. Give him a little pain-free day. Touch their children. I'm glad, glory to God. It pays to be a Christian. These little children that's been sick. Church, you prayed for them. Henry that's been sick, you prayed for them. When I was in need, you prayed for us. And if you couldn't be there at the funeral, you prayed for us.
Amen.
Some of you forgot, but come on back and pray anyhow. Amen. It's time that we pray, church. Time that we pray. I'm going to hurry. I got to hurry. Oh, glory to God. Hang with me, Ben. Praise the Lord. And he said that he no longer, listen to this, that he no longer should live in the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God.
Amen.
That's talking about me and you.
Yeah.
And we'll stand up and say, them's all right that's back on alcohol. Hello? Say, they're all right. The Bible said we don't no longer live there. I don't live on the bar stool no more. I don't live in the hell holes that I one time lived in. I've been set free by the blood of the Lamb. Don't need what I used to have to motivate me. I'm motivated. I'm excited. I'm overwhelmed by the power of Almighty God. Praise His holy name. Praise His holy name. And He said, for the time past of our life may surface, or it said surface means satisfied, may satisfy us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles when we walked in lasciviousness, lust, excessive wine, reviling, that's just old loud music, banquet and partying, abominable idolatries, wherein they think it strange that you run not with them to the same excess of right, speaking evil of you. Amen. Hey, who spoke evil of you lately? Huh? There ain't enough Jesus about us, glory to God, if anybody didn't speak evil about us. We listen to the same music and they come by and they think we're one of them. Amen. Our language is just about like theirs. We go to the same places they go. Amen. So they ain't no use for them to talk about us. Glory to God. We need to be a Christian and somebody will talk about us. Have I made anybody mad yet? I ain't done. Hello? We need to be stirred up in our soul. We need to be excited about Jesus. Your 40-hour work week will go away. Your bank account will go away. Your fine car will go away. Your house will go away. But what I've got today will last forever, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ, and I need a double portion of it to stand against the wiles of the devil in these last days. Amen. Glory to God. I thought how Satan works in the mind of mankind. And one, I faced a .22 rifle and the devil this morning in the flesh, not in my mind, in the flesh. You know? And then went out in the woods and shot some. Cussed me and said, don't go to that altar. Well, I'm done on that altar. Who's going to stop me from going down the woods to my altar? Said, go in the house and lock the door. I'm going to finish praying.
Yes, sir.
Then I'll go in the house, but I ain't going to lock the door.
Amen.
I'm going to church.
Amen.
And they said, you'll probably never make it to church.
Right.
I probably will make it to church. And I said, and by the way, I'll probably make it back.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Too many times we've run from Satan. I'm telling you, you can see it in their eyes. Some of you have just met him in your mind. But if you got enough to meet him face to face, come on, it's going to change. Some things is going to change. It ain't going to go on like it has been.
Right.
Amen. It ain't going to be the same little old song in church, amen, and go home and everything be all right. There's going to be some suffering for the children of God. There's going to be some battles to fight. Honey, we're going to have to be a warrior. I fell to my little old arm and I thought, boy, if I'm depending on that arm of flesh, this old 78-year-old arm just about had it, Johnny. It's one little knot and it's soft. Amen. I need Jesus.
Amen.
I need Jesus in my house, in my gravy biscuit, in my coffee cup. I need Jesus in our church. We need to stand against the wiles of the devil. Praise His holy name. We'll put on the armor of God and we'll take it back off. You know, it's so easy with a television program to be caught up. Especially these that's continued.
Yeah.
I remember my grandma, I've seen her roll right out on the floor when them soap operas first come on with a little old TV about like that. She thought them people was real.
Yes, sir. That's the fact.
They just devil sent out of hell. Amen. To mess up grandma's mind.
Yes, sir.
She had never seen them sit outside and drink. Grandpa made liquor, but she had never seen them sit outside and drink like on a table. And then commit adultery right in front of each other. Well, that's the awfulest thing ever been to grandma. You know what it is today? It ain't nothing. Every church I know of got adultery in it. Hello, fornication. You know, we sit there and grin there once more, we'll shout. Yeah, I remember one that makes a victory march every chance she gets. Living with a man. Come on, Grandpa, where have you went? It's still sin, glory to God. They ain't making a victory lap. All they're doing is in the flesh. And we don't know the difference. I'm going to preach it anyhow. Who shall give an account to him that is ready to judge the quick and the dead? For this cause was the gospel preached also to them that are dead, that they might be judged according to men in the field, in the flesh, but live according to God in the spirit. That these that hadn't heard the word of God. Jesus went to them in prison there in the depths of the earth and preached to them so they'd have the same change that we've got today. The same change of grace. But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. And above all things have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sin. Charity, love, glory to God, will cover a multitude of sin. And oh boy, that we were kind of in the same church together, and he's been pastoring up in Allegheny County about the same time we've been here. Amen. But he's talking about the trouble, and they pulled out of one denomination and the trouble and how you can't get people excited no more. I'm going to tell you, back in the Bible days, there wasn't much to excite people, and they still wouldn't follow God. There's a whole lot to satisfy the flesh today, so they're running in every direction. Every direction. There's some things in the flesh I'm going to tell you I love to death. I just can't go there. I would love to sometimes. My flesh. But I can't. There's messages, brother, that I would like to dodge. But I can't.
That's right.
I can't. If I dodge one, I've opened the door for Satan. He'll take every message I got. Amen. I've got to preach it. If you like it, you like it. If you don't, you like it. It's real. Amen. It's still real. Glory to God. It's the Word of God. Do we love one another like we used to? Even when I first came to Mount Vernon, many years ago, 40-some years ago, we come to Mount Vernon. You couldn't run us off the porch. You couldn't stop us from talking. And the church would leave. The old folks had to leave. I'm old folks now, so if I leave, you know what happened. But you couldn't run us off. New converts, excited about Jesus.
Amen.
4 and 5 years old, and we'd learned to walk. We'd found out the power of God. We realized we've seen a little healing in our life, a little touch in our children's life. Seen something in church we'd never seen before, and somebody revived, glory to God. Somebody got excited about Jesus, and then he saved another soul. We stand on the porch and talk about that, glory to God. Tell our experience and talk to, how about it, Brenda, didn't we? Andy, did we? Amen. Amen. Why now?
Right.
If you need somebody to pray for them, you'll have to call the fire department and stop them down the road. Amen. I'm telling us the truth. We ain't got time to give God praise and honor and glory
right. For
what He done for us. He come out of His busy heaven in 1968 when I called on Him, and He seen I had to have help. He seen I wasn't playing. He come all the way from heaven to a little house up here in Logan. In a stinking bathroom with a drunk with nothing but his undershorts on. That was a failure that all that he'd ever done.
Come on, brother.
And got right down beside of me and said, I'll save you.
Yeah. Come on.
Woo! Glory be unto God.
Amen.
What a God we got today. And then leave a little him and walk away from him. Oh, Lord have mercy. Me get too busy that I can't serve him. I can tell you some stories that happened this week. That breaks my heart. I can imagine how Jesus feels. The things that we put before God. The things that we've seen with our own eyes that we put before serving God. I've got enough doing everything I can do. Enough between me and God. I don't need nothing else. I don't need to pick up no strange gods. And he said, use hospitality one toward another without grudging.
Yeah.
And every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Yeah. We won't go into the gift, but he said every man has received the gift. He said every man has received a portion of faith. Amen. So that's part of our armor of God.
Yeah.
That's part of what we fight with instead of what we see. We see the blood running out of a head, and we saw our son with a head this big and double barrel shotgun. We look at that in the flesh and we say, this can't live. The doctor said, this can't live. This won't see daylight. But through the eyes of faith, he finally looked and said, let's give him 5%. I'll take it, Doc. That beats nothing. Amen. And he's still alive. Driving me crazy, but he's still alive.
Amen.
Still got a chance to get right with God.
Amen.
So we see the blood running and we decide, well, there ain't no change.
Right.
They sent me, the doctor sent me, she said, you're all out of whack.
Bless you, Lord.
Said, you've got to find another. We've got to send you to a specialist. I clarify, I never move out of my tracks. Janet heard me. I said, ma'am, I don't have time to talk to you today. I said, I got two funerals this week. I got so many things, I just can't go now. She said, you're going to have to take time. I don't know that I do. I can't die young. Hello? Hey, amen. So they'll just wear you to death. Where's Tanya? Wave at me, Tanya. There you are. She's short. I can't see them but her hand there. Didn't the doctors put some stuff on you that worried the tar out of you? And you can't help it. It's your blood.
You got it.
And he'll wear you to death. You know what Eldridge told me? I went by to see him this week and he couldn't get him out. But he told me, he said, if I didn't know about this, it wouldn't be near as bad. In other words, he said, why'd I go to the doctor? I'll probably go next week if I find time. But think about it. So many times it's never as bad as they say. Never as bad as they say. And there you are tore out of the frame. George, they probably told you you wouldn't be sitting in church at this age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More than one.
Let's laugh at him, you know, say, ha ha, I said, look at me. I'm sitting in the house of God.
Wait, you, Bill.
Tell him, Ben. Hey, man, glory to God. I've had several tell me, never thought, see Sergeant James in church. Right. Well, look around at him. Go tell him. Come see for yourself. Butch, they told us, said, y'all are Johnny Sperling's boys, and I doubt if they ever change. Mm. That's what the church next door said. And I was mean. I wasn't mean as Butch, but I was mean. They said he won't never straighten up. Ain't that faith? The Bible said, Greg, faith believing and doubt not. Ain't that what it said, brother? Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. What did we preach Wednesday night? Increase our faith. God, increase my faith. Increase my faith. You couples and you people on the altar this morning made my day if I hadn't even preached, but I want to preach too. But you made my day. You made my day. You didn't come because I preached. I hadn't preached. You come because you needed something from God. Been touched by the hand of God. That's what Butch taught on this morning. I'm going to hurry. I've got to hurry. Let me read the 14th verse here. Now I will quit. No, let's go 13. But rejoice inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when His glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of the glory and of God resteth upon you. On your part He is evil spoken of, but on your part He is glorified. I've got to go. I've got to go right over here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In Ephesians 6, and every one of you knows this. I'll try to hurry through this. Ephesians 6. I'll try my best to jump right through this. In Ephesians 6. In Ephesians 6. Gotta get there. 12th verse, Ephesians 6. He said, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And I thought, and I seen it with my own eyeballs this morning, if we go out and you cannot see an evil spirit, you swing at it, you can't hit it. You can't beat it off. You've got to go by faith that we're serving a God.
Yeah.
That will take care of it.
Yeah.
God will move it out of the way.
Yeah.
We see it in action all the time. How the evil spirits come in and Satan slips right into our mind. He said, have the mind of Christ. Ain't that what he said?
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to put on the armor of God. And he said, have the mind of Christ. And I see all the time where the little things happens in our life and we come into church with our tail dragging the ground.
Amen.
just like a suck egg dog.
Yeah.
We're beat to death.
Yeah.
The Bible said for us to come in happy,
hey,
rejoicing.
Yeah.
John, if you live to be an old man, you probably ain't got 10 more years.
That's right.
I mean, that'd be a miracle. Yeah. So let's rejoice them 10 years.
Amen,
brother. Amen. Oscar, you ain't got as many as you had, so we just need to rejoice. Amen? We need to praise God.
Hey.
But we've got a better outlook ahead.
Hey. Amen.
It's all junk behind us. Just let it go.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory to God. So you can't fight against spiritual wickedness yourself. Wherefore, taking to you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, the 14th verse says stand.
Amen.
Therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. I believe it says the belt on that little square that we sent around. But the girdle around them. He said, have it, the truth. Know in your heart and your mind you've told the truth the best of your ability.
Yes.
Sometimes we'll repeat a story and it won't be true. And that's probably not held against us. We might not ought to just repeat. Amen. But we, if we tell the truth and we know it's the truth,
amen,
then we've got a stripe for God.
Yeah.
And having on the breastplate of righteousness. How do we get righteousness? And the Bible said if the sinner and the ungodly just barely be saved, if the righteous scarcely be saved, how shall the sinner and the ungodly appear?
Yeah.
So the righteous is got to be a step above the sinner and above the ungodly. If the righteous just scarcely be saved.
Yeah, right.
Just barely make it through is what I see.
Yeah.
You know, I ain't got a whole heap of things that's going to get me through. I feel like one of them is trying to be faithful. Amen.
Amen.
I proved one of my teachers wrong. He said, you'll be in prison before you're 21 years old. But I ain't.
Bless you, Lord.
I ain't. I only been locked up just a few hours. That wasn't prison. He said, breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And I thought about these rock climbers, they got special shoes. These deer hunters, they got special shoes and some maybe heated socks and all of these things to take care of their feet. And we walked up and on a trail a little while back where there's just little jagged rocks everywhere. And I had on church shoes. Boy, I wasn't faring well at all with them little jagged rocks. We need feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. So the first little sharp rock that hits us and we ain't read the Word of God, we're defeated. Have you ever in your life, I know you're a church man, I feel from my heart you're a saved man. Have you ever seen a time in your life where there's so many things raising up, taking people away?
Yeah.
Yeah, little old sharp obstacles, they got some of the flimsiest excuses I've ever heard in my life. There's no way in the world that I'm going to know I'm going to be sick Sunday or not sick Sunday. They just ain't no way. I may not even be here. But I might come down the aisle shouting, I don't know yet. That'd be all right. Praise the name of Jesus. The breastplate and according to feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And above all, the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And it don't say just the devil, but all the fiery darts of the wicked. Some of them you witness to hurt your feelings. Some will break you down. Some will snarl at you.
Yeah.
I told them about the funeral, and it's amazing. It's sad, but it's amazing.
Yeah.
How at Bill Golden's funeral, that one shook hands with one on this side, come to the other side, dodge me.
Daily.
I ain't invisible.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Yeah. Actually, I was about that high, and that fella standing beside of me.
Yeah.
Evil, wicked.
Daily.
I could have said, I tell you what I'm going to do. I say, what's your problem, boy? Yeah. As quick as I get a chance, not in front of everybody. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, tell me.
I ain't got cancer of a hand. brushed my teeth 3 weeks ago and I used Germex. What's wrong with you? Hey, we're doing everything we can to beat down the work of God.
Amen.
And we're sitting in church doing it. Hallelujah. It's the truth. It's the truth. I tell you what, if the evangelist had come to hold revival for us and preach this same message, we'd shout the house down. And I'd help y'all. I'm going to shout for myself, okay? Above all, taking the shield of faith. That shield is movable. Even the giant Goliath in last week's message, even he had a shield bearer out in front of him. As big as he was, he made all the brags. All I need is a shield of faith, and you can't see it. Ooh. You see my handkerchief. You see my handkerchief. But that shield of faith, and that devil shoot that dart, and you grin. You think, I missed. He'll shoot another.
Yeah.
And you laugh out loud. And then he said, oh, I really missed. My aim's off. And he'll shoot again. You go shake hands with him. What in the world is wrong? Them fiery darts ain't hitting that crazy man. Amen.
Hey, bless the Lord.
If I had a shield, they'd know that got it. They'd know that done it. And then I just look him right in the eye, and he's been mean to me, and I say, I love you.
Yeah.
I said, Lord God, I've got to go somewhere. Getting away from this fella, he's done went nuts.
Yeah.
Can we do that? Can we love our enemy as we love ourselves? That's what the Bible said for us to do.
Yeah.
And he said, quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God.
Yeah.
The helmet of salvation and the Word of God.
Yeah.
If we got the Word of God, they can't get us.
Yeah.
They can't get us. There's two more that maybe right down here, it splits it in my Bible, the 18th verse, but it said, praying always.
Yeah.
And it goes right on down. And it said, in prayer and supplication in the Spirit and watching thereunto, with all perseverance, that's continuous,
yes.
Perseverance and supplication. That's humbly before God.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you what I've done. I don't make notes, and I don't make them for blind men to read, but this is part of the scriptures I wrote down about yourselves. He said, arm yourselves, didn't it not? Sue, you won't be able to write all these down. I'll give you this when I quit. But you can go look up yourself in your Bible, or if you got a computer, or in your concordance, and it'll have part of these. But Matthew 16:8 said, why reason you among yourselves? And he said over Matthew 23:13, neither go in yourselves, and the Bible said, and hinder them that would.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Matthew 23:15 says, twofold more the child of hell.
Yeah.
Said, oh, scribes, Pharisees, and hypocrites, you go out and make one proselyte.
Yeah.
That's one they think's been born again. The churches are full of that.
Yes.
Listen to me, church. When these young ones come, let them tell us they're saved.
Yeah,
let us show them they're saved.
Amen.
And this young un don't have a ride to church if mom and daddy don't bring them. Or for a relative, don't pick them up. So let's just be careful. Let's just be careful. We don't want to deceive that young and make it twofold more the child of hell than it would have been. Thinking they're saved and ain't got no power with God. There's thousands out there today thinks they're saved and have no power with God whatsoever. It's sad where we're at. I think I'm going to find the light to read the rest of this. I'm not going to tell you what the scripture is. Matthew 23, I'm going to do it quick. Witness to yourselves. Witness to yourselves. He said, the parable there in the 10 virgins, he said, go buy for yourself. Yeah. He said, these five ain't got enough for you. We're just barely making it. You can't live off my shout. Mark 6 says, come ye yourself. Mark 9 says, disputed among yourselves. I'm just going with yourselves. He said, arm yourselves. Mark 9, have salt.
Where is
And Freddie, he said, have salt in yourself.
Amen.
Said, salt's lost its savior. It ain't no count.
It ain't worth it.
Have salt in yourself. Said, take heed to yourself. Golly, it says three times there in Mark and Luke. Take heed to yourselves. You yourself thrust out. You go to all this length and think you're getting them all in and you're doing everything. And he said, you yourself were thrust out. Yourself. Yourself. My Lord. Ye are they which justify yourselves among men. But you remember it as well as I do when the preacher come and we worked for him some. He was down there a lot. Later years after me. Oh, he'd hide everything. He'd fix everything, put everything, change his mouth. I don't know how he'd change his mouth that good. I couldn't ever could change mine like that. He'd change his mouth when a preacher come or a church member.
Come on.
But when us boys is around, it's a different story. Hello. But justify yourself among men. Jesus said, in Luke said, don't weep for me, weep for yourself. Weep for yourself. Save yourself from this untoward generation. What did he say right there? Save yourself from this. That leaves something for you and I to do.
That's right.
This sinful generation.
Amen.
We've got together in church, get everything we can get. I like just a little in the back corner of getting my tank full this morning. I want a full tank when I leave here.
Amen.
To go out and witness. Witness.
Amen.
Let people know. To fight off the fiery darts of the devil. Acts said, again, take heed to yourselves. Judge yourself unworthy. Said, the grace of God come and you judge yourself unworthy. From fornication, keep yourself.
Amen.
Say, God, you let me jump into this fornication. He said, keep yourself. I've saved you. I've given you the word. I've told you the penalty. And I've told you the blessing. If you stay out of it, keep yourself.
Amen.
That's the word of God.
Amen.
Amen. Trouble not yourself. Yield yourself to God. Avenge not yourself. Give yourself to fasting. Well, we don't do much of that. Judge yourself. Judge in yourself. Submit yourself. Approving yourselves. Examine yourself, submitting yourself again, comfort yourself, peace among yourselves.
Yes.
I've left out a bunch of these yourselves.
Bless
but it's in the Bible. 2 Thessalonians 3 and 6, he said, withdraw yourself.
Get away.
Does anybody not know what withdrawal is?
Lord.
Hebrews 13, being yourself. Come on, church. Are we the same here at home?
Amen.
Or with your wife?
Yes.
I preach the same gospel in front of her. It just seems like it's no effect. I just do the same thing. Be myself. Amen. Be myself. Just be myself. Don't try to be something we're not. And he said, James said, humble yourself. He said, fastening yourself. Charity among yourself. There again in 1 John, keep yourself. He said, look to yourself, building up yourself, and keep yourself.
Yes.
That in Jude there, building up yourself. I'll never forget it. I went to the radio station, and old brother Don Collins, he's about down now, and I think he's in a nursing home. The preacher said, Don's out there. Building himself up to come preach. Kind of making fun of him.
Yeah.
He's hollering hallelujah out there by himself. He's coming in there to preach. He wanted the fire of God on him. And I thought, he wasn't doing that for man.
Right.
He wasn't doing that for man. I finally told the preacher, I said, if you won't judge me, I won't judge you. Okay? He's quiet and I ain't. But I went in the nursing home the other day to see somebody else. And I recognized Don Collins' voice down the hall. Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
Amen.
So evidently he ain't lost his voice.
Amen.
I've been able to try to get back and see him. But building up yourselves. I need to read the Word of God to build up myself and know that I'm a Christian. If we have faith and doubt, then we ain't got it.
Come on, man.
He said, have faith, doubting not. Have faith, doubting not. There's a bunch more of them yourselves in there, but it just on my heart. On my heart. Big time. For us to arm ourselves. Arm ourselves with the Word of God. Arm ourselves with the shields and the helmets and the sword, the Word of God. And I thought how little I know about the Word of God. I find something new. I've read First Peter. I love Peter. I've read it and read it and read it, but it never hit me for me to arm myself. Arm myself. Satan wants you to think you're nobody. You have been saved. You are a child of the living God. And the Bible said that He'll daily load you with benefit. He said He won't withhold any good thing from you. So you're right in the family of God. Don't let the devil beat you down. Don't let the devil beat you down. I guess it'd be all right to have an invitation after two, wouldn't it?